You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
This is Hidden Killers Week in Review.
A look back at the most prolific stories of the week.
Welcome to the podcast. If you'd like to listen to an ad-free version of this episode and all of our episodes, then search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. That's our premium channel where all of our ad-free and advanced episodes live, all in one place. True Crime Today Premium Plus. Search it on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. Even try it for 3 days free.
The line between killer and hero is thinner than you think. You're listening to Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. Featuring retired FBI special agent and chief of the Counterintelligence Behavioral Analysis Program, Robin Dreek.
It's amazing what the human mind can tell itself as being, this is normal. This is part of how this works. With not that much suggestion. I mean, really, I mean, it's more so if someone has the power and that's a place you want to get to, and that person is saying, this is what you need to do, as absurd as it may be to the rest of normal society, people oftentimes will go, oh, well, this must be part of the secret. This must be part of what goes on behind the scenes. That to me is kind of shocking, even though I accept it. It's real, but it is shocking just how quickly we can adapt to say, oh, this is how it goes.
All right. So I'm gonna throw the curveball in here from history.
Yeah.
So us as a species, we've been around hundreds of thousands of years, close to like 1.2 million, I think, as Homo sapiens compared to, and we're the youngest out of the Homo Neanderthals, you know. So, you know, we're one of the species of Homo. And so if you look at that span, and recorded history goes back probably about 10, 15, 20,000 years tops, where we were actually written down and can record and find evidence of our cognitive thought processes. So you look at that evolution, right? So you're thinking that we're really evolved today. We wouldn't do these things like the ancient tribal man. Well, only about four to 500 years ago, we were burning witches at the stake.
And in some places, they still do.
Because of groupthink.
Yeah.
Because of the myths that we tell ourselves as a species that allowed us to coalesce together behind a beyond a tribe of 150 yeah. to go into larger groups, we coalesced around urban legends. We coalesced around stories that we told ourselves and mythology and all these things so that we could collectively come together for group survival, but also to our detriment. So it's amazing what the human brain can do. You know, Robert Greene, as you and I have mentioned numerous times, the laws of human nature is that we consume information that validates our own self-opinion. If you've been indoctrinated that your self-opinion is X, Y, and Z, you're going to constantly consume information and surround yourself by people that are going to validate that self-opinion because it becomes part of the most important thing to us as a human being is our identity.
Yeah.
And when someone tries ripping that identity away, it's extremely disturbing and we fight back against it and we don't want to know about it. So we hide. And so that's why we surround ourselves by people that validate that self-opinion. That's why grooming into these horrendous group things to the individual inside it, they don't see it because they don't have an optic from that outside in.
That's true. Optics are so important when dealing with anything like this. Let's talk about Kanye West. He has been brought up, named in a civil suit recently involving Diddy, mainly focusing on Kanye, from a former assistant of his, saying that he took her to a Diddy party. And at this Diddy party, he sexually assaulted her. That according to the allegations against him. So this would be one of our first big names, I think, that has dropped, that it's not in the federal indictment. This isn't a complete civil case. Of course, Kanye denying all of this, saying, you know, they've been battling this person forever and accusations and slanderous, blah, 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 blah. Could be completely slanderous, could be completely, you know, an accusation that goes absolutely nowhere. We don't know yet. It is just that. But this would be the first of some big names that found the environment of a Diddy party to be a place where it would be acceptable to maybe engage in this kind of behavior, bringing his assistant to it. And then this happens, allegedly. What's your thoughts on this? Is this something that we're going to see more of where it seems maybe celebrities brought their underlings? And I'm not trying to say that in any sort of negative way, but she was an assistant of his, so that would be under him in the way of the business structure, and probably also very intimidating. And you get into an environment where people are having sex with everybody, things can happen. And the idea of a sexual assault taking place in that environment, it's not going to be noticed at all. It's going to look like this is something else that's just kind of going on in this party.
People bring people to places where they feel safe doing things.
Yeah.
And Diddy created an environment where unhealthy, abhorrent behavior was safe for the people that wanted to commit it and became a focal point for that. And when you use the levers of influence and manipulation like fear, control, power, the enticements of the material world, of pleasures, you know, and people, again, our motivations as human being is we want to do things that allow us to feel safe. And if you have a deviant mindset of what it is you want to do that is really not good, you know, like sexually assaulting people, destroying lives, all these things, but you feel you found a place you can do these things, these hedonistic things, and get away with it because you feel safe there, it's going to gravitate towards it. We just want to do things that allow us to feel safe for our behavior. Luckily, we have this thing called law and order that keeps those things from happening until you get a tribe mentality that kind of coalesce, and that tribe mentality is able to foster and grow because of the resources they have in which to do it, which is power, which is the greatest resource he was using. Money allowed him to have that power, but that power and influence was the resource that allowed it to happen.
What I find interesting about the whole thing is that it took place on Diddy's land, in Diddy property, and in Diddy world, and Diddy sex land, whatever the fuck it is. And it wasn't something, this is an assistant. So I'm sure they're in many situations where it's the two of them together in a more private setting. why he felt comfortable to do it in that sort of setting. But I think that's just it. It was an open place for this to happen. He might have not felt safe doing this in a more, it's strange, like in a more private environment or something where there wouldn't be other people around. This was at a party of his. It just seems bizarre to think that this is the safe environment, but that's how bizarre this all is. Diddy created an environment where it was safe for sexual assault on a mass scale.
It was the accepted norm.
Yeah.
I mean, let's take a very altruistic, nice look, not at Diddy, but other ways in which people do this. So my family and I just went to the Renaissance Fair in Maryland.
Yeah.
And at the Renaissance Fair in Maryland, it's the largest on the East Coast, people dress up. And you have some funny characters. You have, you know, it's like Halloween and people acting out their old British accents and English. I mean, it's a hoot, right? Mm-hmm. Same thing go to Disney World. Kids show up in costumes. Yep. And so these are types of behaviors and accents and things you wouldn't do outside of the Renaissance Fair.
Sure.
Because you'd feel awkward. You wouldn't feel safe. You'd feel like you're being ridiculed and accused and not felt accepted for that behavior outside that environment. But because the Renaissance Fair creates an environment of safety for those behaviors, which are healthy and fun and entertaining, you can do it there. Outside of there? No.
Yeah.
Same thing. So Diddy created his own Diddy Fair.
Sexual Renaissance Fair.
Exactly what happened. So people only will feel safe doing those horrendous behaviors inside a Diddy world.
Yeah. That's true. Because if you've ever run into those Renaissance people who take it really hardcore at like the Piggly Wiggly, they're weird.
But you get them inside their environment it's and all normal. Of a sudden they start strutting around, the chest is puffed out.
It's like, do you know where the bread is here? Well, fine, sir. It's past the, like, what is wrong with you? Yeah.
I've brought us down so many different angles today, whether we're talking about the 1500s and burning witches or the Renaissance Fair. But it's all human behavior over periods of time.
It very much is. Welcome to the podcast. If you'd like to listen to an ad-free version of this episode and all of our episodes, then search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. That's our premium channel where all of our ad-free and advanced episodes live, all in one place. True Crime Today Premium Plus. Search it on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. Even try it for 3 days free.
All right, true crime addicts, let's cut the crap. You're knee-deep in the gory details of your favorite podcast when suddenly a commercial hits like a bad meal. Seriously? You deserve better. Upgrade to True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts, where you can binge without those annoying ads. Plus, get extended interviews that go deeper into the darkness and early access to episodes so you can be the first to know. It's like trading up from fast food to fine dining, but with more blood. So, go ahead. Search for True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts. Subscribe and feast on the good stuff.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Ugh, fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget, so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap. Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com, RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now. Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.